Hello.
Hi, good morning, may I speak to Ms. Garcia?
This is.
Hi, this is Nina Knight from Family First, the supervisor. How are you doing?
Hi, Nina. How are you?
I'm fine, and yourself?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
Were you able to receive my time card
Okay.
yesterday?
So I'm looking at your time sheet. I'm calling because the discrepancies with your clock ins and outs. Why are you clocking in around 2 something? The problem is you sent the time sheet for 9 to 5. We're not able to remove clock ins and out. That's the problem.
I see.
So if you clock in at 2:45, then you need to clock out, later into the 8-hour shift in order to receive payment. The problem is when we remove clock ins and out, the insurance want to know why are we removing it. So it makes us look like we're committing fraud.
Gotcha.
So you
I
got to,
understand.
yep. So if you clock in late, you need to clock out late.
Gotcha. Is that
Okay.
sometimes, like I explained in my text, my phone is having issues, and sometimes I just forget because I live with my dad. He's my dad.
So
So
you
sometimes
live
I just forget,
together.
and I'm like, yes.
So that makes it easier. Just if you clock in at 2:45, then make sure you clock out before midnight.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay? Because
Okay.
once it becomes midnight, it's considered the next day, so it won't link.
Okay.
So you'll have more than
Okay.
enough time to clock out before
To clock
midnight
out.
hits. Yes.
Okay.
Okay,
Yeah,
so
'cause
just.
I live with my dad, and it's like, oh my God, I forgot to. And, that's
Well,
why the inconsistency.
as long as you clock out before you go to bed,
Before midnight. Okay.
then you'll
Okay,
be
I got
fine,
it.
okay? Just going forward,
Okay.
okay?
Okay.
Yeah,
Okay, I
but I
gotcha.
got your time sheet. I'm putting it in now, okay?
All right. Thank you so very much, and I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Just keep in mind, Sydney is no longer with us. So you guys are going to be assigned a new coordinator in the next few weeks. She's in training right now.
Okay, gotcha. And
Okay.
Nina, I was gonna ask you something. How long have I been already with Family First?
You've been with us, let's see. Since you did an application on August 26, 2024.
Okay. All right. And when do you guys do a review for a raise? 'Cause I'm getting opportunities from other places that, their pay rate is a little bit higher. So I want to discuss that before I make a decision.
Okay, so let me just explain to you how Medicaid works. So if you do get another offer and they offer you more, I'm not going to tell you don't go get it.
Right.
Okay? Because the reason is these companies, they have to negotiate the pay rate only because once you become over 40 hours, they don't get any additional money from the state. The company actually pays you out of their pocket for the overtime hours. That's why the pay rate is negotiable, and it depends on the actual area that you live into as well. So keep in mind, whatever Medicaid give us, you can work 100 hours. Anything over 40, that company is paying you the overtime money out of their pocket. So that's where it can get a little trickier. But I would definitely bring it across my administrator's attention to see if he can offer you a little bit more and get back to you.
Okay, that sounds good. That sounds good. If
Okay.
you can do that, I will really appreciate it.
No problem.
Because yeah, it's just
No, I
I need
know,
more
'cause the
money.
cost of living is going up. Everything, yeah, everything
Yes.
is going up. Even taxes,
Yeah.
more taxes is being taken out. So
Yep,
I
yep.
completely understand. Yeah, but I would definitely discuss that with him and get back to you.
All right. Thank you so much, Nina,
You're
and thank you
welcome.
for understanding.
No problem. You're very welcome. You take care.
All right.
All
Yes,
right.
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.